We're up to the 11th chapter of the Shaar Hadat, and he had developed a thought that one of the keys to recognizing God is attaining humility ourselves. And now in his discussion of how a person attains humility, he's evolving into a discussion of the human condition. The human condition on planet Earth. And he says, we're beginning the 11th chapter, page Pei Aleph in these editions. Kfar yadanu asher guf ha'adam, we already know that the human body, eino etzem pashut bilti mechubar u'mekushar. It's not one of the base elements. It's not something that exists as a standalone. Murkav me'arba yisodot, but rather it is something that has the four basic elements, as our sages describe them, esh ruach mayim afar, fire, wind, water, earth. It is the combination of different forces and different elements. God used the different fundamental elements in order to form the body. And the body is divided into the limbs, and every limb is divided into its segments. And each one has its own name, and each one has its own strength, and its own capacity, specific capacity for action. And each one needs different things to remain alive. Different parts of the body require different things to remain alive. If you look at the brain, and you look at the brain stem, and you look at the brain membrane, and you look at the heart, and you look at the liver, and you look at the gallbladder, and you look at the kidneys, and different parts of the body require different things to remain alive. Each one's existence comes from a different place and different needs. And the body is whole when all the limbs are whole. That's when a person is whole. Well, let's say a person is missing a limb. God forbid he doesn't have a kidney. He doesn't have an eye. He doesn't have his big toe. You guys know what an impact it is if you take off a person's big toe? Balance, right. You know what an impact it would have on a person's life if you take off one toe? We don't appreciate how delicate our balance is in life. Only when a person suddenly nicks his finger, you know, you're cutting vegetables and suddenly you cut a finger, then you start realizing, wait, how often do I use that finger? You get one muscle that's sore and you say to yourself, I never know I use that muscle so much. So when a person's body is missing a limb, or yechlash, or that limb is weakened, it becomes very weighty on the person. His life, his existence can become embittered. And a person could be pretty angry at his lot in this world. And there are many limbs, that if a person loses them, he's dead. And there are some limbs that if he's missing, then he can't be certain that he'll be able to stand up to the external world, the harmful effects of the external world. So a guy, God forbid, has HIV. So he could live. The only problem is the first time he gets a virus or a cold or something else. There are limbs that ensure that they help us with our immune system. They help us stand up to disease, to the challenges of the external world. As we know that each limb has its area where it's necessary for the body and what it does on behalf of the body. There are some limbs that if a person is missing, he'll go crazy. Or if he just loses the capacity to use it properly, he can go crazy. A person could reach a point where he's worse than the animals. The animals at least have understanding to live. A person that goes mad, he doesn't know how to take care of himself either. Just as the body requires all of its components in order to remain living, the body also requires a very delicate environment to remain alive. Without air, you're not alive. Without humidity in the air, you're not alive. There are certain things you must have. There are things in the world around us that without them we can't live. ויש בעולם דברים רבים. And there are many things in the world around us, אשר הם יפגעו בו ימיתו, that if they hit him, they'll kill him, או יחלה ויפול למשכב. Or if certain things are missing from the world, the person will go ill and he'll end up being bedridden. We don't appreciate what the sun does for us, what the vitamin D we get from the sun does for us. There are so many things in nature that we receive, that we benefit from, that help our existence, and we don't think about them. We don't think about how dry our skin would be if all the air would be completely dry. We don't think about the multifaceted wind and humidity and air and all of nature all around us. Even the forces of the moon. I always thought it was only Chazal that discussed the impact of the moon on our lives. And just last week I came across a scientific website that has been tracking how the moon affects the human body. And they have over there all kinds of things which our sages said over two millennium ago about the impact of the moon on the body. But it struck me to see that science today has come up with similar formulas. No limb can be confident. No human limb can be confident without the nature that surrounds it. And death can creep in through any of the limbs. There is no limb in the human body that cannot cause death. Today we understand that even more. You know, cancer in the smallest part of the body can kill the whole body. One cell that goes awry, right? As the wise men know, he's really quoting a medrash, but he says the truth is that death can creep in through any limb. Now I want you to look and take note, says the Magid Midovna. There is nothing weightier than life, because life is only after you have all these necessary components. Be it the necessary internal components of the human body, be it the external components of nature. Then and there's nothing lighter and more swift to pass from the world than life, if you only miss one of them. What is man and what is his glory? If he can self-destruct, so to speak, if there are so many ways, and there are so many ways that he loses his life, and there are so many things that his life is contingent on, his needs are so great, and it's so easy for him to pass from the world. So he says to himself, he says, now my soul, when you analyze all of this, how can I be so confident in your strength and existence? We discussed earlier that a person's pride stems from his feeling that he is invulnerable. He is not invulnerable. He feels like he can stand up to anything. When a person feels like, when he suddenly has a feeling of confidence, that's where pride comes from. He says, wait a second, let's analyze this. If we only realize, if I'd be out in the desert, I'll finish my water, now what? Suddenly for a cup of water. That's it, my whole life rests on that cup of water. When was the last time I thought about the cup of water? So long as I live without the need for the water, I take it for granted. You go scuba diving underwater. You're diving. Suddenly the air tank goes out. You ask yourself, am I going to make it to the top or not? Suddenly for one gulp of air. But so long as we have it, we don't think about it. Says the Magid Midubna, let's analyze life and let's realize how much our life is contingent on nature around us and how much our life is contingent on the limbs within us. And when I look at all this, how could I be so confident in my own strength and my own existence? Dalata beinai neod, he says to himself, he says, boy, are you low in my eyes. Kakikayon ze, like that plant that grew to give Jonah shade, the kikayon tree, asher bin laila aya. Overnight, the plant suddenly grew, and Jonah had shade, uvin laila avad, and overnight, in one night, it was lost. So he says, and what am I? Ve'ech titpeer b'mtziutcha, im merachefet alecha chalifatcha v'arisatcha. And how could you be so proud about your own existence, he says to himself, if death is hovering over you at every moment? Ki im titalem etachdo latzmecha milatet ayin v'lev alitim yeduim, mechashov al tikuno v'ziyuno, me'asok b'kiyum b'inyano, because if you would say, I'll take some time off from focusing on, from having set times that I think about taking care of myself, protecting myself, ensuring that I remain alive. In our language today, if I walk down the streets and I don't watch where I'm going to cross the street, if I say I'm going to take a break from being so focused on being careful now, I'll drive with my eyes shut, I'm a little tired, it'll be okay. I'll just cross the streets without looking. I'll just continue working for 3 days straight without sleeping, without eating. There are so many things that we do, we're used to them, but really, our life is contingent on them. And if a person were to take a break, so to speak, from focusing on ensuring that he remains alive, you'll see how suddenly you fall, you'll see how suddenly you're weakened. And you'll find yourself creeping towards the gate of death. Meaning we take life for granted, but we forget how much of our life is spent ensuring that we remain alive. We put in all these efforts and it comes naturally to us, so we forget how gentle our human condition really is. If you actually think about it, look at how much you have to do to watch over yourself all the time. Eating, drinking, sleeping, resting. You have to relieve yourself. If a person doesn't go to the bathroom, he's going to die. And what you're really doing is you're pushing off death. Because if a person were to continue functioning without eating, without drinking, without sleeping, he would die. So what we're doing is we're constantly pushing death away. But let's remember that death keeps creeping at us and we keep pushing him away. So what is nature? He's telling us a scary thought. He's saying, nature left unto itself dies. The human being is fighting for his life. We spend our life fighting for our survival. We have it easy. It's not difficult for us to get food and drink and sleep. But at the end of the day, we're constantly making efforts to remain alive. Nature, if left to itself, would have us dead. We have the nature to fight for life. But we have to fight for it. If things were left to themselves, we wouldn't remain alive. Because left alone, a person ceases to exist. You don't have to look for death, says the Magid Midumna. You have to look for life. Left alone, the human condition leads one to death. God created our nature that if we don't focus on remaining alive, then nature leads one to death. And if you pull back, you stop your fight for a period, and you say, I'm not going to fight it. If you don't keep focusing on survival, and like we said, we don't think about it as survival, we think about it as, I'm hungry, what's for lunch? I'm thirsty, is there good coffee, is there good juice, is there water? We don't think about it as our fight for survival, but if you think about it for a minute, that's what we're doing throughout our lives. We're constantly fighting death, ensuring we remain alive. And if you take a break, if you stop fighting it, it won't take long, he says, till you find yourself where you really should be, and that is death. You're fighting the nature. Our nature is to fight it. But the nature of the human being, he can't last. How long can a baby last after he's born? His mother has to nurse him, right? The baby, we're contingent on...
Maybe baby has to cry when it first comes out, otherwise, that's the second, if it doesn't cry, I could die right there.
Yeah. כי חיותך וקיום מציאותך אינם כי מחר השתדלות תדלויות גדולות להמשיך המציאות הלאה והלאה. Because your life and your existence is really the result, the product of a lot of work. You're working very hard to survive. ואם כן איפה, so we'll pick up here, he says. We'll pick up here. So his first point is, we feel confident because we feel confident in our life. Our life is contingent on a very delicate balance in this world, the balance of the human body, the balance of the nature that surrounds it. And if a person would only take note of how he's really spending his life fighting to survive, he'd be a little less confident in his own life. He'd have an easier time attaining humility. The pride stems from the fact that we take life for granted, and then we can start feeling proud about who we are, our accomplishments, etc., and we could push God out of the scene. The second a person takes a few steps back and realizes nothing here can be taken for granted. I'm in a constant struggle. So far I'm winning. And if I'd stop fighting, I'd be dead. well, then our perspective changes on the world.